you are about set for that first golf meet. Boy, you have had some dynamite weather to work with. Some of this maybe doesn't happen all this springtime is to get a lot of good weather days to prepare. But, boy, I should take it. Your kids have been on that course a lot, haven't they?
Yeah, it's been great even throughout the winter. We've been on the course in November, December, February, January. We've definitely taken advantage of it this year, which is nice because we don't always have that here in the early spring.
Coach, talk about your team a little bit. You've got some sophomores mixed in a few freshmen. Who's out there for you right now to compete that first meet coming up for you?
Yeah, so we don't have the roster quite set yet. We can only take five to this first one. Since they're nine-hole courses, there's not going to be room for us to take everyone. The guys have been doing some qualifying. Some did some last week before they went home for a little bit for break. And we have the local kids, Cole Graham, Jalen Collicott, as well as the international kids who are still here on campus doing the rest of their qualifying. Probably tomorrow we'll do that.
So once again, for that first meet, everybody wants to be among that top group, but you've got some good competition, those kids battling out for that first meet, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel like it's a really good situation for us. Obviously, we want to take everyone, but I feel like getting some competition to get guys who are really playing good to that first event rather than just taking everyone and guys aren't really super focused, super locked in. But the qualifying has been great. It's just a good chance for everyone to kind of get into that tournament mode before we actually get there in Lamar on Thursday.
A lot of these guys you mentioned just a little bit, Coach, potential to shoot some low rounds. I know you had a little bit in the fall season to get things going, but now in the springtime is when it really counts.
Yeah, yep. The spring is always considered the championship season in my mind, just with the conference tournament determining who goes to nationals. That's really what we've been gearing up for all year here. And everything else is kind of like regular season, kind of preseason game all leading up to that here at the end of April.
Lamar Otero combo tournament. So two different courses, I do believe, for this Thursday and Friday. Is that right?
Yep. First day will be in Lamar. And then the second day will be over there just about 40 minutes away in Otero.
So two challenging courses, and it's start of the Region 9 teams. Once again, you'll see these teams at pretty much every single meet, and I take it some of these teams have got a lot back this spring again for a lot of those teams, don't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of good teams within the region. Eastern Wyoming, they're always really good, really deep. It's good to see them every week. Just to kind of compare ourselves to where they are and what we need to get better at to really compete with them at the top of the region. Going along with them, NJC has a solid team. Central has a solid team. There's just a lot of solid teams within that region, and our conference tournament should be really competitive to see who qualifies for those national spots.
Of course, next week will be your own invite at Heritage Hills, and that's always a tournament. Kind of it's up in the air because you never know what Mother Nature is going to give to you, but you're always hoping your home meet, hopefully some good weather, because you want to win your own invite on your home course.
Yeah, I feel like the guys are always really excited to play at home. There's quite an advantage that we have out there, just getting to be out there and play and practice out there every day. But yeah, hopefully the weather cooperates with us and we have a good couple days next week for that.
And then everything culminates once again, the district championship out in Loveland, Colorado toward the end of April, isn't it?
Yeah. It's the same course as last year. So for Cole, who played last year as a freshman up at the old course, he has some experience there. We'll be looking to him and myself, who have seen the course, to kind of guide the freshmen and give us the best chance we have to qualify for nationals up there.